Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Minneapolis, the federal trial of three former police officers involved in George Floyd's killings begins today. The three officers, J. Alexander King, Thomas K. Lane, and Tu Tao, were at the scene in May 2020, where their colleague Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. Chauvin was convicted of 2 counts of murder in a state trial last spring. The three other officers now face federal charges for violating Mr. Floyd's constitutional rights. Here to tell us more is Minnesota Public Radio's Matt Sepik. Matt, good to have you.
Hi there, Anthony.
So opening statements began this morning. Give us a sense of what we heard.
Correct. The prosecution started their opening statement by telling jurors that, quote, in your custody is in your care, but for, quote, 9 minutes and 29 seconds, the defendants did not lift a finger as George Floyd repeatedly told them, I can't breathe. That was the opening statement from Prosecutor Samantha Trepel with the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Minneapolis, as reported by my colleague John Collins, who is watching the trial in an overflow room at the federal courthouse in downtown St. Paul. And we also began to hear opening statements as well from the defense. Attorney Robert Pauley, who represents Tu Tao, said, quote, the death of Mr. Floyd is indeed a tragedy, as the death of any human being is a tragedy as well. However, a tragedy is not a crime.
Hmm. Now, is it, Matt, is it unusual for rank-and-file officers to face federal civil rights charges for not stopping the actions of a fellow officer or of a superior officer in this case? What's the prosecution's case here?
Well, they have to basically prove that under federal law, these three officers violated George Floyd's civil rights. One former U.S. attorney, assistant U.S. attorney, federal prosecutor Mark Osler, who is now a law professor at the University of St. Thomas, said this trial, unlike the state trials, certainly unlike the trial of former officer Derek Chauvin, which you mentioned, this trial is about what these former officers did not do, that is, intervene, rather than what they did do. So this is, again, about civil rights, a different set of laws and a different prosecution strategy versus the state trial.
Now, the three former officers have all pled not guilty. Mm-hmm. What else can you tell us about their defense strategies?
Well, it's hard to say because we have not seen the full list of who is expected to testify. We'll hear more as the trial proceeds. But as you know, we heard in the opening statement of Bob Pauley, they're going to be looking at what these men did at the scene, and they'll be looking at that video that all of us saw during the state trial. But what I imagine we will hear, particularly as Officer Thomas Lane is concerned, is what they did do. Lane is heard on video asking twice whether they should turn Floyd over, which they eventually didn't do. And Prosecutor Samantha Trepel referenced this and said we'll hear from police officers testifying. And Trepel noted that even after Lane said that Floyd was about to pass out, Lane chose to do nothing and did nothing.
All right. Matt Sepik there with Minnesota Public Radio reporting on an important trial there in Minnesota in the wake of the killing of George Floyd. Matt, thanks so much.
You're welcome.